Hello, everyone. We're here today on the Sony Pictures Network's Go Beyond podcast, a show where we uncover the extraordinary. I'm your host, Rishi.
That's my line. I'm the host. Could I do the introduction if that's okay?
Yes, of course, Akshay. So sorry, you know, force of habit, really, buddy.
I understand. That's no problem at all. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Sony Pictures Network's Go Beyond podcast, a show where we go beyond the surface and uncover the extraordinary. Our guest today is someone who...
Well, guys, our host today is the coolest new kid on the block. A presenter, a producer, a radio show host, a voice artist, and an MC are some of the things he is not. Well, at least not yet. And a national-level tennis player? Well, I'd best not say. But he's been your ever-charming host since the first episode of the Go Beyond podcast. And I must say, he's been doing a brilliant job. He may not be, quote-unquote, India's favorite radio jockey, but surely soon to be, quote-unquote, India's favorite podcast host. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, your host, Akshay Kapoor.
Oh, wow, Rishi, I'm not sure what to say. Thank you for those kind words of encouragement. And while, of course, I am nowhere near being a national tennis star, I sure can serve some fine aces on my best day.
Of that, I have no doubt, man.
Well, folks, our guest today is someone who perhaps needs no introduction. Winner of the Rapper Best Radio Jockey Award. Renowned sports commentator, voice artist, entrepreneur, and producer and presenter on Radio 1 India's flagship daily, Good Morning Mumbai. He is a man whose voice is known and loved by one and all. It is a pleasure to welcome the George Clooney of Indian radio, Hrishikesh Kannan, aka Rishi K. Rishi, thank you for joining us, and it's great to have you on the show.
I have to say, Akshay, I have been called many things during my extensive radio career, but never the George Clooney of Indian radio. So that's a first. Thank you very much.
I picked this up from your TEDx talk where you talked about people perceiving you based on your voice to be someone George Clooney-esque.
Wow, man, you've really done your research. Well, yeah, dude, I mean, social media came and spoiled it all, didn't it? I mean, back in the day, there used to be a mystery. You know, when we started off in the late 90s, early 2000s, people used to envision how their favorite radio host looked like. You know, the silken voice or the husky lady, the honey-dripping voice. And often they would conjure up images of, in my case, perhaps, George Clooney. And then... you know, the social media era comes along and they see an overweight South Indian guy on a microphone. And then, you know, it all comes crashing down. So,
and there's another thing that not many people know about you. But is it true that Leander Paes credits you as the reason he's a tennis player?
Well, he's kind, you know. But in our class in Lamartya for Boys, Kolkata, there were three rogues, if I may call us that. One was Sunny Utup. His mother, Usha Utup, she's one of the best singers this country has ever produced.
Right.
There was Leander Paes and myself. And all three of us were really close friends. Leander and myself had picked up tennis at a very early age. And we started off as ball boys for the Davis Cup. Now, for those of you who don't understand tennis, Davis Cup is the World Cup of tennis. Countries play against each other. And, you know, Kolkata back in the day used to host a lot of them. But yeah, that's how it pretty much all started, you know. Of course, he was far more talented. He used to play a vista of sports. So he could have probably made the national team in hockey or football if he'd stuck onto those sports.
And did you also play a couple of different sports, or was tennis your one true love?
Yeah, tennis was my one true love, closely followed by cricket. I mean, I also... captained the class team, but you know, tennis was really it for me at that point of time.
Till what age did you play tennis?
Well, you know, competitively, I played the under 14 national, and I had started playing at the under 16 level, but unfortunately it had a cruel twist. I had emotionally blackmailed my parents in my 11th standard to buy me a two-wheeler, which, you know, they regret. And I was on my way to take part in a singing competition where I was the lead vocalist, and an ambassador came and hit me head on. I went flying up in the air. The last thing I remember is I landed on the bonnet and I just passed out. And I have faint recollections of the lady sitting in the back seat with my head on her lap, screaming at her husband, saying, "What have you done?" And the next thing I remember was I woke up in a stretcher outside a government hospital. Turns out I fractured a third cervical vertebra, had to spend about a year and a half in a collar, fractured my playing wrist, my left wrist, and fractured my kneecap. After a year and a half, the cast finally came off. I didn't at that point in time have the wherewithal and the means to get back into full-fledged pursuit of the dream of being a professional or a semi-professional tennis player. So somewhere, you know, it became a hobby. And, you know, I saw mates like mine, like Leander, go on and achieve what they did.
I see. And then you diverted all your attention to theater, if I understand correctly.
So, you know, a lot of supporters of mine would say sports loss is the performing arts is gain. But the way I look at it, it was, you know, I was already doing theater. I was singing. I was doing plays, dramatics, debating, elocution. So it was a natural progression to, you know, if not having that tennis career, to come into this kind of passion area. But to answer your question, yes. What happened was when I passed out of my 12th and I came into college in Delhi, I started doing a lot of college theater. And I was already part of a semi-professional theater group. And one of my seniors was a guy called Roshan Abbas. He had already gone on to Delhi and started working with a theater group called Stage Door and with a radio station that he was exploring that was about to launch called Times FM.
I see. And then is it through Mr. Abbas that you managed to get that foray into radio?
Correct. So, you know, he said, dude, the Times of India is starting a radio station. It's called Times FM. And do you want to go and audition? So I was like, radio? Because, hey, this was before the big radio boom, right?
Right.
Private radio had not even hit India. But, you know, nothing else mattered because when I went in there, it was the first time I'd actually gone into an audio recording studio, you know?
Okay.
And I put those headphones on and they also had given us songs to play out and things like that. And I was like, man, this is unbelievable. You know, I felt a tingle down my spine. I felt goosebumps. And I was like, this is it. And, you know, music was such an inseparable part of my life. And I was in love with the theater. And I was like, man, this just combines performing with music. It was almost as though all the other experiences in my life were leading up to this one point when I was to fall in love with radio and broadcasting.
Speaking of your music passion, do you have a preference between Hindi and English or any specific genre?
You know, I worked a full decade on Hindi radio.
Right.
And now, you know, since 2011-12, I've been playing English music.
As far as international music goes, some of the more eclectic stuff comes from an industry that's really taken the world by a storm, and that is the K-pop industry.
Well, you're right.
Do you ever think that K-pop will have its own feature segment on Indian Air?
Man, it does. I mean, in the sense we play a lot of K-pop artists who have broken up and out into the mainstream. I think it is more about what subculture becomes mainstream popular culture. Who's to say tomorrow, Akshay, that an Indian pop band singing in Hindi with, you know, bits of English in them would go on to become worldwide sensations? And K-pop pop is shown that way. The music and the vibe has got to appeal to an international audience, and it's only a matter of time when that happens.
That would be something to look forward to. In your opinion, who has one of the more iconic voices?
In India or abroad?
Pan the globe. I mean, other than me, of course. You know.
Yes, who comes a poor second to Akshay? Let's look into that. Yeah, I've got to say that James Earl Jones is the world's foremost voice artist, Sir David Attenborough.
Interesting.
You know, wildlife enthusiasts and wildlife lovers and nature lovers pretty much grown up on Sir Attenborough's voice. But for a man who has a husky, throaty whisper of a voice, you know, which again is not conventional, but it's just so much character. It's just unbelievable character.
And in India, do you have someone who you think has a very iconic voice?
Mr. Sayani is just such a distinct, fabulous, wonderful voice. And I've got to say, Mr. Kabir Bedi. And of course, Mr. Bachchan is Mr. Bachchan. I mean, you can be anywhere on the planet and you would just instantly recognize him.
That is true. I got to ask you now, that you've discovered that radio is your passion, radio is something you want to pursue, but you talk about encountering resistance at various stages in your journey. So initially a little bit from your family as well, if I understand, and then some points even professionally. What is it that kept you determined to pursue your goal?
Just very stubborn, Akshay. If I find something that I really love and I see a pure love in it, then, you know, it's not about the end result. It's only about the moment and doing it for what it is.
True, true.
Phal ki mat soch. You know, do what has to be done.
Right.
And parents are parents, bro. And they're only worried that you're going to end up nowhere. Yeah, and then they see you successful and they're like, oh, cool, amazing, so much pride.
And I guess all parents, regardless of where they come from, think that, you know, they want their child to have that sense of security in life.
True that.
Would you agree that your own life's journey has in many ways been quite unconventional?
It has been very unconventional.
How do you feel that traveling the offbeat path has made a difference in your life?
Well, often, you know, I think of what would have happened if I had taken the road that was traversed more often, you know. Being a doctor, being an engineer, being a civil servant, those are very, very noble professions. There is no doubt. But I was the wrong man for the job. And, you know, I just stopped thinking because I was like, this is my destiny. And I took the road less traveled because, you know, just there were gentle nudges and signs pushing me in this direction. So always keep your antenna up. Some people call it the feeling in the gut. Some people call it the antenna. And you've got to understand the signs that the universe sends you. And you've got to move. I'm not saying you will be successful all the time. There will be times when you will stumble and fall, but that's par for the course.
So speaking of the career and the voice, do you think that one has to be born with a voice in order to pursue a career in voice, or it's something that can be cultivated and worked on?
You see, as far as radio and podcasts are concerned, it's about the character and the feel as opposed to the quality of the voice. The greatest or most successful radio presenters I've known have not had traditional voices. For voiceovers, or a particular type of voiceovers, which is brand voices, you perhaps need that traditional rich baritone for men, or that sweet husky tone for women. But even that is changing, Akshay. Everything is more character driven now.
Is there a degree to which one can train and modulate and actually adapt one's voice?
Voice actors, more than voice artists, are people who have done a tremendous amount of riyaz. It's like practice. So I think the more you voice, even if you're not getting professional broadcast work, if you just pull scripts from the World Wide Web, from online, and you just voice at home, and you intonate, you change your voice, you pitch it high, pitch it low, and you voice act, you will stay in practice every single day. You know, you just keep practicing and you will cultivate it. And also the thing is, the voice gets stronger with more practice, you know?
It is a muscle. In fact, not many people know this.
Well said, it's a muscle. So if you train it, you know, it just works. You know, so that's the way it is.
Okay, moving on to something a little more personal. Now, you are a dynamo when the mic is turned on. But a less known fact about you is, on a very deep personal level, you actually describe yourself as a low-profile guy in a high-profile profession. Is that right?
Absolutely, brother. You know, the pandemic was actually, in a lot of ways, and I don't mean this as a disrespect to anybody, because what we've seen around this planet and around this country is unprecedented. But for me, to be cocooned in my house with my loved ones for extensive periods of time, doing the one thing that I love most, which is broadcasting. So whether it's radio, whether it's podcasting, and just to be able to go outside my door in my home studio and see my three lovely ladies, which is my wife and my two daughters, was absolute bliss. And this really is my true nature. I am what they call extroverted on the mic, the moment the mic comes on. But when it's off, I'm actually a man of very, very few words.
I think your WhatsApp status is, in fact, Tiara and Ira's father, correct?
Yes, those are my two lovelies. My third lovely is called Archel, who's my wife.
And what was the story about you being invited to parties and you wanted to take your family with you?
I'm not the kind of person who says, oh my God, I need to escape from my family life and get some me time. Invited out for a meal or for an evening out. Of course, in a nightclub, it's a given. If you go to a pub or a discotheque or a nightclub, you know that the children are not going to be invited. But if I'm invited to a party to anybody's house, the first question I ask is, can I bring the kids? So, and often enough, I tell them, you can be honest with me. Yeah, I mean, it's okay. They don't eat too much. They don't, you know, they're not a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be around, or, you know, if you feel that they can be in a room and reading or watching something, but, you know, can they be around? I feel that sense of security and comfort, you know, being cocooned by my immediate family, my loved ones. Often, you know, people talk about being self-made men and self-made women. Akshay, it's a very romantic notion to say that everything you've done yourself. But that is so far from the truth. Even people, you know, who grew up as single children or, you know, parentless, you ask them, they will always talk about how their success is not theirs alone, you know. It has to do with family or with friends who are like family. And or mentors or people who have come by.
Yeah.
That probably be, it's wrong of me to say advice. Who am I to advise anybody? But try and keep, you know, loved ones around you. People who have your best interest at heart. I derive a lot of strength and support and security from them.
You did say you're not sure if you're someone to give advice, but our next question is going to ask you for something along the lines of advice. How do you plan to go beyond in 2021? Anything you would like to share with our listeners looking to do the same?
Well, you know, we've got to concentrate this particular year on improving the health and the wealth of this planet. All of us at some level have got to be responsible citizens, not just for ourselves, but for our loved ones. What vaccine to take, what not to take, how many doses to take, what intervals to take it at. It is our responsibility for ourselves as well as our families. You've got to be informed, you know, and you've got to have social consciousness.
Yes.
So this next year is about trying to build on good health for us, our families, and for the planet. And also, you know, expand your skill set. I know finding something absolutely new might be a little dangerous and tricky, but maybe find something within your allied current primary passion and work from there. And, you know, that's the way it is. And more money will flow into the economy, more ideas will flow into the economy, more jobs get generated. That's how it works. It's a circle of life, you know, wheel of fortune. So health as well as wealth for 2021.
All right. Thank you so much, Rishi. It was great having you on the show. And we hope to talk to you again very, very soon.
Akshay, thank you so much for listening, man. I mean, you've proved that being a host is as much about listening as it is about talking. So, and you've been an incredible listener. Thanks very much for this. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed this one.
If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to and follow the Go Beyond podcast on www.sonypicturesnetworks.com/podcast. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a host of other platforms. Don't forget to rate and review us too. Your feedback is very important to us. I've been your host, Akshay Kapoor, and I look forward to having you join us on the next journey into the beyond.